Accountable Plumbing.
Rachel?
Yes.
It's Amy with Local Slack.
Hi.
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 First and foremost, I want to say I listened to the phone call. I actually did a review of the call, and so did the management team. And I am so sorry for the experience that you had with RLE. There was multiple opportunities I'm not a person who has like a lot of flowery words, so I'm just going to tell you, like, there was lots of opportunity for her to answer you directly. There was lots of opportunity for her to pause and take a little more just care and concern, not to be quite so cold. And I understand your frustration, like 100%. We understand your frustration that your questions were not being answered directly. You were being spoken over. She wasn't friendly. Like, it just wasn't a friendly phone call. It didn't make you feel invited and welcome in the conversation, and the questions you were asking just weren't being answered directly. And I'm so sorry for that.
That's cool. I'm glad, because that's not from the very beginning of Local Spash. The reason why I have stayed business with you guys, because you've kept it so personable. I believe I spoke to that woman one other time when we were getting ready to do, when we added the $300.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I had spoken to her one time before, but I had to speak to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that grift is between her and I, and I've dealt with a lot of different people through all my different jobs, and I was a receptionist. I mean, so I know how to deal with lots of different people, and sometimes I can come off a little harsh. I get it. So, but I just wanted to make sure everything was clear, because I get that you did tell me there was a percentage as far as this and that, but I just wanted to know where every all the money's coming out, because we're a small business. If I don't know when it's going to come out, then I don't want to have any part of it. If you can't answer those questions competently to me, I don't feel safe giving you my money.
Absolutely. And anybody would feel like that. Like, anybody would feel like that. And I listened to the phone call myself, like I said, and one particular part that I heard was, you gave like this little bit of nervous laughter, and you're like, I really wish I understood what you were talking about. Like you were like,
trying to be technical or anything.
I really was. That's why I was like, I heard that, and it was kind of in the beginning of the call, because the call was overall, the call was 21 minutes long, and I was like, oh my gosh, that so very easily could have just been, like, if she was just like, oh, okay, well, let me review it with you again. Maybe.
Or I don't know. Let's get Amy back.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's okay to say you don't know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, man. And I feel like and that was pretty early in the call. And then I just felt like it kind of went south from there. When I laugh, it's not because I think it's funny. It's because I was listening to the call, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know. And I could tell.
I'm sure once you got my email, you were probably like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know what's going on. Let me hear this for sure, because I would have wanted to too if I had the capability. Because, you know, but I was really, like I said, I don't believe I was being unreasonable. We were going through all everything, so, but I.
You were not unreasonable at all. And I, again, like, as soon as I got your email, honestly, my first response was, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, and I'm like, okay, don't panic, Amy, don't panic. Like, just listen to the call. See what happened, because as you can imagine, there's times where this has happened where the client has been being like super unreasonable and very demanding, and very, you know, you like me, you deal with people all the time, so you understand when you're dealing with an unreasonable person, you have to put on a different hat. But either way, that is our responsibility, is to put on the hat that's needed to satisfy the client. And to be clear, I do not believe that you're being unreasonable, and I do not believe that it was her intention to be cold or not informative or misunderstanding to you or to be ambiguous. I don't believe that was her intention. We're giving her further training.
I didn't think so either.
Right.
It was just kind of
in her nature. You know,
there was like,
there's certain things when you're dealing with people's money, and there was a main misdirection in the conversation, and that's that I called it management fee and she called it service fee. And you were like, wait a minute, Amy explained a lot of things to me, but she didn't mention the service fee. And because you were very clear about that. You're like, so can, you know, you basically just wanted to go back and review it again. Like, hey, can we just kind of start over? And I feel like if she had just explained it from the beginning, or like you said, even brought me back in on the call, it could have gone so differently, you know?
Well, just listen to what my questions were instead mm-hmm. of going on to the next thing.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say this. She's been with us a few years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do have another call coming
Take
in.
Take your time.
Can
I'll
call
wait.
You back?
Oh, well, I don't mind holding.
Let me call you back.
Okay.
No, I, this one I've got to deal with. It could take a few minutes.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
I
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.